A majority of younger women with breast cancer who had advanced disease or ultimately died of their disease hadn't undergone screening, a recent study revealed. How does this study inform changing guidelines regarding screening mammography? William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, responds.
This adds a little bit of fuel to the fire of a debate on how should you use screening technologies in women under the age of 50. It's a pretty compelling case that breast cancers, although rare at those ages, are often fatal or life-threatening breast cancers. The mammographic technologies that have been widely deployed don't perform as well in that age group because of the density of the breast ducts and the breast tissues. They're not as good of a test. So one strategy has always been, let's make a better test for that age group.
For now, Nelson says women should follow American Cancer Society guidelines on screening to maximize benefit. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.